KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Everybody, welcome in. Welcome to the Speak Up Table. My name is Barbara, and today we are getting into your social calendar and we're getting into your fitness calendar. First up, artist Lucy West. She's going to tell us about the upcoming art studio tour coming later on Labor Day weekend. This tour gets you out of the galleries and into the actual working studios of many local artists. A real behind-the-scenes look at how this beautiful art is created. And then Lana Fish will bring her energy and expertise to your fitness plans and update us all on classes and options at both the YMCA and 7B Fitness. We've got all that coming your way, so keep it right here, right after this.
So this big round shadow crosses my path, and I turn around, and it's Ball.
Ball?
You know, the Powerball, Idaho's favorite for 30 years.
The legend?
Uh-huh. Huge, red, worth millions.
Did you get a selfie with him?
Nah, but I got the inside info. Powerball drawings are now 3 times a week, Mondays too. Plus, every ticket, just $3, includes Power Play.
You want to get tickets?
Let's roll. It's time to win big.
Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Must be 18. Play wise.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yokes now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
Yokes Fresh Market is a family business that takes care of its family.
Labor Day weekend and Schweitzer's Fall Fest are fast approaching. Check out an impressive selection of regional beers and great local live music. The perfect way to wrap up summer. For all the info on lineups, lodging, shuttles, and more, visit Schweitzer.com.
I haven't really woken up until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Now buy one sausage McMuffin, sausage burrito, or hash brown and get another for a buck. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it. The what is mom waiting for deal is when she was just handed McDonald's at the drive-thru.
Thank you.
And still has the food. And still has the food. And still...
Mom!
And now everyone can start.
Now buy one McChicken, McDouble, or hot and spicy McChicken and get another for a buck. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Welcome back to the Raptors. I'm Roy, he's Stan. We're from Triple Play over in North Idaho.
Hey, I have some news. I got my new phone today.
Wouldn't that be breaking news?
Okay, funny guy. Not bad, Roy, not bad.
Seriously, how many phones have you broken at this point?
You know, 3 or 4 dozen or so.
How does one dinosaur break that many phones?
Accidentally kicking it into the wave pool, losing it in the dark on XD Dark Ride, watching it tumble into the water at mini golf, unintentionally crushing it while bowling.
I'd say I can't believe it, but I can. I totally can.
Do you have pockets? I don't either.
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can race go-karts, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
I gotta show you this funny picture of my phone!
And score another for the wave pool.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Right, welcome back in. Say hello and welcome to our first guest, Lucy West. She is our guide for the art studio tour. Lucy, it's so nice to meet you, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Well, you sent me, I always ask for a little bio on my guests if I don't know them yet, and I am just blown away.
Thank you.
By all of this. First of all, you look like you're I don't know, 20 years old. She's been a professional artist for 40 years. She started at the age of 15, and you were already getting commissions.
Yes.
At the age of 15, and developed a business. And then, you know, the years went on and the artwork went on. But what I really want to hear you mention to our audience is your relationship with the NASA, with NASA at the Kennedy Space Center, that you were commissioned to do some pretty magnificent works for them.
Yes. Now, this was back in the shuttle era. Mm-hmm. When the space shuttle program was happening, and I was living in Daytona Beach at the time, and so I was seeing all kinds of shuttle launches, and, you know, that kind of affected my interest in space exploration and astronomy, and so those themes started to show up in my artwork, and I did have a following in the area, and somebody mentioned my work to some people that worked at NASA, and so they went looking for me, and when they found me, they began commissioning these fine art pieces for the dignitaries that were retiring from the Apollo era, as, you know, these really special retiring gifts, and it just kind of blossomed from there. They would commission other pieces, and like for the last 12 years of the shuttle program, my work hung in the Launch Control Center, which I'm, you know, just that overlooks, you know, Launch Pad 39A, the famous, you know, one of the more famous pads. So, you know, it just had a great feeling to know that's where my work was being.
I have to tell you, I visited back when it was the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and they were moving out one of the launch missiles, and I know it has a name, I can't think of it now, on this, you just can't believe how big it is.
On the crawler?
Yeah, on the crawler with these humongous treads, and it just would just go in like an inch, you know, every 3 seconds almost. And I cried because when you see it in real life, you just cannot believe what you're seeing. To see it on TV, it looks so small.
The scale of everything, considering space, is just always blows me away. But
overwhelming.
Yeah.
And what interests me about this interest in this artwork in that area that you do is that you do art shows. You go around with your art and you do art shows and sell your art at these shows. But a lot of that is still in conjunction with aerospace events. So you have kept that in your artwork, haven't you?
Yes, and it's really interesting how that industry, when they have, you know, these events, have started to attach these space art shows with them. Mm-hmm. So it's a great niche because that's my crowd. That's the people that are really going to appreciate my body of work, you know, that's centered on space. So,
well, I'm going to jump right to it. I actually had this note for a little bit later, but there is going to talk about the art studio tour, and you have a piece of your artwork on the poster for the art studio tour. I love this bear. I've called him Galactic Bear, though his real name, her real name, is Great Sky Bear.
Yes.
I know this. I want this so much to be on camera right now, but people will just have to go find it. This is the most beautiful bear I've ever seen.
Well, you honor me. Thank you. It was a very special piece for me to paint. You know, these type paintings, which are larger scale, take anywhere from like a month to 3 months, sometimes 4 months. And this one definitely took 3 months. And I am just honored to be the feature artist for the art tour this year. And you can go to arttourdrive.org, and that's where you'll see the artists that are participating and the map to follow when you go do the self-guided tour. And it's got my bear on the front page. And so that's a, you know, great way to go kind of learn about this event.
No kidding. Well, as I said in the intro, the art studio tour, emphasis on studio tour, you know, get you behind the scenes where people, you know, galleries are beautiful. We have so many beautiful galleries in Sandpoint and so many talented artists. But to be able to go behind the scenes, Lucy, and see the artist in their working environment, tell us about that. This is the 18th annual. Tell us about what it's like to have people coming in the studio.
Okay, yes. All the artists enjoy this so much. They love to have the public come in and share their environment and share in their craft and, you know, what is it that inspires them to do what they do? And what does that look like? What's their environment doing to help with that inspiration? You know, they just love to share in the process of art and the creative process. And also over the years, many of us have developed special relationships with our customers that become friends, you know, and so when they stop by every year, that's always a great pleasure. And as you're doing the tour, it, you know, kind of takes you around the lake, and there's other areas to stop and get something special to eat, or, you know, go see, you know, certain special other area, you know, things that are, you know, on the pathway to these studios.
Absolutely. So give our audience, we're going to do this a couple of times, but give them the details, the dates and the times and how they can access these maps again.
Sure. Yes. So it is Labor Day weekend, and it's a 4-day event. It's September 3rd through the 6th, and the studios will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on those days. And you can go online at arttourdrive.org to see the participating artist. And also, each artist has, you know, like their phone number and their address. And so if you want to call them before you come out, if you need any details or whatever, you can do that. And yeah, we've got, I think, 16 artists this year, 14 different locations. A couple of the studios will have a guest artist with them, mm-hmm. you know, which is kind of fun. And a great collection of a variety of art. Mm-hmm. We've got sculptor, we've got jewelry, we've got two-dimensional art painting, and what else?
You've got fiber art.
Yes.
And photography, I was reading.
Yes, and even a vintage carousel restoration, and that one's in town. Yeah, so it's... You know, the tour, it'll take you all the way, like, from Sagal into Sandpoint, out to Sully Valley, over to Hope. You know, it takes a couple of days to kind of,
yeah, you know, probably wouldn't want to do the whole tour in one day, but you could do maybe spread it over. So it's Labor Day weekend, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of the upcoming Labor Day weekend, the 3rd through, what is it, the 6th?
Yes.
From 10 o'clock in the morning until 4. And, oh, I hadn't even thought of that, to call ahead and see if you have any particular questions or artwork that you want the artist to be aware of before you get there. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, like one artist might not be able to do all 3 days. And so they'll post it on the website, you know, what days that they're going to be there. If there's any questions about that, you can call them.
I was going to say 10 to 4 for 4 days straight.
Yeah.
That's a big commitment on a holiday weekend for you guys. But that's wonderful.
Well, usually we have it 2 weekends in a row. And it usually takes place, one of those weekends will be when the festival's going on. So, you know, there's more people in town. But because of the pandemic and everything, it kind of pushed everything a little late this year, so we decided just to have it on Labor Day weekend.
We just blame COVID for everything. It's just no, I'm sorry, I can't make it. It's COVID. COVID made me depressed. I can't do it. No, I'm joking. Well, you know what? There is I don't know if it's a studio tour. It must be an art studio tour that I was reading about. Either they had it or it, in Coeur d'Alene. And, you know, this is an idea for you for next year. They actually have a tour bus, not a great big bus, but like a van bus. So you pay extra money, and they will drive you around.
I love that.
I do, too.
That would be so fun.
I am telling you, I would sign up for that with some of my friends, you know, and just make, rather than, you know, driving and going and looking and finding whatever,
yes.
But to just get on a tour bus and pay some extra money, I think it's a winning idea.
I do, too. I would have to sit out 1 year so that I could go on that bus.
Exactly. You know what is also amazing to me is this is the 18th annual Art Studio Tour. It's been going on for a long time, featuring lots of different artists over the years. Tell us again some of the other fellow artists that are joining you in this tour year.
Oh, sure. So with this map, on the other side, you'll see little thumbnails of samples of the art that is represented in the tour. For instance, Susan Gallo. She's got a beautiful image here to represent what she does, and it's a nature scene with trees, sunset, and it's very mystical looking. And then this, what else we have? Jewelry making, like Mary Gail Young, a very good friend of mine. She's got such a variety of vibrant pieces and very eclectic, beautiful way that she puts these together. And it's fun to watch her make this stuff.
That's what people really want now with jewelry. They want something, you know, unless they're picking out a wedding ring, but even that, you know, if they want to go traditional, but everything else for the women, you want something pretty unique.
Yes. It's a statement, right?
Indeed, it is.
And then some of the sculpture, like Steve Gewirtz, he's got beautiful anatomy, dancers and flowing, you know, poses with his sculptures. And Doug Fluckinger, and he does pencil work. It's black and white, monochromatic, and it's stunning detailed work of, you know, nature scenes and trees and mountains. And
it's exciting. So 16 artists are on the tour and 14 different locations to get to. I'm wondering, again, how can people get what are the various ways people can get, like, that poster, that little poster you're looking at, or get the map so they can plot out how they want to go about this?
Sure. So, of course, you can go online and follow it on your phone, arttour.drive.org, or we've put some around town where you can go pick up a hard copy of this. One place is Artworks Gallery. There's some in Bazaar. They've agreed to, you know, carry some for us. I put some in Sandpoint Superdrug, that entry room. There's a pack of them there. So, and probably a couple other spots. I'll have to check with the other artist and see where that is. But yeah, and there's posters all over town. You know,
there are posters.
Look for the big blue bear.
Look for the big blue bear, the beautiful big blue bear. She is gorgeous. But another really easy way that have been mentioned, but I really want you to hear this because this is probably the easiest way to access it from your home, is go online to arttourdrive.org. Arttourdrive, all lowercase, all one word, .org, and all of this will come up for you. The map, the artwork, the artists, all the information that you need.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's going to be, I think, a gorgeous weekend. Is the weather? I haven't looked ahead, but I think the weather's going to be pretty good for you.
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on it, and we've got a nice fall atmosphere right now, so it's going to be, you know, really a beautiful weekend to do this.
Yeah, excellent. Tell us a little bit more about your artwork. You know, I've fallen in love with Miss Ursa Major there. What are some of the other areas that you focus on?
I do. My body of work is really quite eclectic. Even though there's a lot of space and science in many of the pieces, I've got some pieces that are more like telling a story. You know, it might be the story of our human existence from ancient times and into the future, and our trek into the stars, how we've been drawn to go out into space and see what that's all about. I tend to sneak a little astronomy or science into even just my basic, you know, pretty pieces. But I find it interesting that during the pandemic, my style did change. I found it hard to focus on science and space. I just was a little distracted emotionally. And so my work was more about my mental health. I produced things that would make me feel better, peaceful, happy. So I focused on flowers and birds and butterflies. Aww. But they're done in a really unusual kind of abstract way that tells a little bit of a story in each piece.
You know, when I think about, again, I can't get over your bear, but when I think about that and the whole constellation and what you just talked about, how it really is in our human nature to explore, whether it was from Europe coming to America or from the East going to the West, those pioneer wagons, it is in our nature to reach out.
Of course,
you know, space. The only thing I just occurred to me, I saw this on Facebook, forgive me for this, but it was, why is it on Star Trek? They said, what, they boldly go where no man has gone before. There's the catch right there, because they always go out there and then they find people. I mean, you know, they were running into some weird looking thing.
That's
okay,
a great point.
But no man had gone before. You know, one of the artwork artworks, and maybe there's an artist here. One of the art things that I'm looking for is, and the exploration made me think of it, is for children. To something that will inspire children. I mean, it seems like the art that I look at, it's more adult-oriented. But to see, and not just the, you know, the teddy bears and that in the children's books, but something that really inspires them. And again, this whole galactic exploration thing, I think would really inspire kids.
Well, it's interesting you brought that up, because one of the things that I have grown to love so much about this tour is the young people that show up.
Mm.
And their reaction to the space and science pieces. And some of them are conceptual, and there's, you know, space in it, but the story behind it is, you know, the dialogue that creates between me and the young people. And they're so bright.
Yeah.
You know, I've got one piece that's abstract, but it addresses the Drake equation and the Fermi paradox.
Mm.
And usually I have to explain what this equation is and the contradiction with the Fermi paradox to a lot of the adults. When I bring it up to the kids, they know immediately, and they tell me what the Drake equation is. They tell me what the Fermi paradox is. I mean, it just blows me away. Yeah.
Well, they are the ones that are going to be that next step. I don't know when it is, but they're going to be the ones that are reaching out. Certainly not my generation or yours, probably.
Right. Yeah.
But more for the kids, something that really inspires the kids would get my attention.
Great point. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, give us the details again one more time so our audience, if they've been out there driving, they can pull over, or they can, now they're stopped someplace, they can write this stuff down, the weekend, the dates, and how to get the information they need.
Yes, thank you. So it is Labor Day weekend, September 3rd through the 6th. The studios will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can go to arttourdrive.org to get all the details and even see the map there, or you can go around town to Artworks Gallery, Bazaar Bazaar, Sandpoint Superdrug, and pick up a hard copy and have that with you to use the map to do the tour.
I love it. Lucy West, thank you so much for the artwork that you do. What a blessing you are.
Thank you.
And for being on the tour and for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All right, everybody, we've got more coming your way right after this.
Now is the time to gear up and get those projects taken care of. Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantle, desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, stop by the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out their website, tntbeams.com.
Hi, this is Shane from North Auto Collision in Bonner's Ferry, here to talk to you today about aftermarket parts. Did you know that around 85% of all insurance estimates are written to include aftermarket parts on your car? Many of these parts are made in China. Not only do they fit poorly and offer minimal corrosion protection, but they can also void your warranty. Here at North Auto Collision, not only do we think this is wrong, but we're doing something about it. That's why we're proud to introduce our new comp program. Here's how it works. If your insurance company is only willing to pay for aftermarket parts, our comp program will cover the cost to use original manufacturer parts. If you drive a Ford, we're going to use Ford parts. If it's a Toyota, Toyota parts. You get the picture. So combined with the great quality and customer service you're already accustomed to at North Idaho Collision, our comp program is just another way we're looking out for you, this time in an unprecedented way. Some exclusions may apply, but not many. Remember, it's always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. So tell your insurance company, I'm going to North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to serving you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel, and this is Pet Talk. Our mild winter and moist spring seem to have favored the insects. That means the fleas and the ticks are more prevalent this season. Some of the ticks in our area can create problems if they get on our pets. Tick paralysis will cause a weakness, starting in the hindquarters. If not corrected, can lead to complete paralysis. Fleas, on the other hand, are more commonly noted for transmitting the tapeworm. Most people notice tapeworm segments on their pet's tail hairs if their pet has been infected. Fleas also can create an allergic condition, which results in the persistent itching, possibly forming hot spots. If you suspect any of the previous conditions, don't hesitate to call your local veterinarian. This has been Pet Talk, and I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel wishing you and your pets a great day.
Has last year left you feeling exhausted, out of shape, and stressed? Are you overwhelmed and need help getting healthy, but don't want to spend a fortune? Well, you're not alone. Hi, this is Jen Barden. 9 years ago, I opened The Shed with the goal of giving our community an affordable personal training gym where everyone receives attention, focus, and respect. At The Shed, we offer daytime and afternoon training sessions, as well as 24-hour access. Try The Shed today, your hometown gym, The Shed on Michigan Street in Sandpoint, or find us on Facebook.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Come on, everybody. You got to say hello and welcome back to Lana Fish. This is her second visit here at the Speak Up Table. We love you, Lana. You are filled with energy and expertise on staying, getting fit and staying fit. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Barbara, for welcoming me back.
Well, Lana teaches at both the YMCA and 7B Fitness, and I'm in one of her classes. She puts me through my paces pretty darn good, I'm here to say. But let's begin with what the classes are that you actually teach at the Y.
Okay, I teach what's called Refit, and it's a cardio dance. It's a good full 55 minutes to an hour of fun cardio, and we get some strength in there as well. Yeah. So, yeah,
dancing.
It's good.
This is the one with the disco lights,
yes,
right?
Barb has tried it. She hasn't come back, though, so I don't know. Take that as it may.
I was waiting for the waiter to come by with a drink or something.
There's none of that. But then I also teach what you attend very regularly is the AOA, which is
Active Outstanding Adults.
Outstanding Adults, yes. So I just say it's beginner weights and functional movement.
Yeah. So, and it's good. It's a nice workout. You mm-hmm. work up a sweat, but you're not like jumping on your knees.
Right.
That's
it's low
issue,
impact. It's yeah. low intensity, and it's
stretching.
Just, yeah, just good for the whole body. I really enjoy teaching it because it's what I need as well. So
yeah. It goes with some more active things that you mm-hmm. can do, but this is like a good solid backup for stretching mm-hmm. and just toning and conditioning.
Right, right.
If you're swimming or doing something else, this is a great class. 3 times a week,
mm-hmm.
Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Yep, for the AOA. And then Refit, I do Monday night and then at Tuesday and Thursday morning at the Y. And then I teach Refit at 7B as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also I'll start teaching kickboxing here in the fall at the Y too.
So. You mentioned that kickboxing at the Y. Yeah. I love it. When is that going to begin? That's a part of the new fall schedule,
yeah, so that
right?
will start the 7th. That schedule will be in effect the 7th of September.
Do you think that's something that I could do? Should do.
You can do anything. You can. And you can just come and make it low impact if you want. I try to calm it down in my brain and just do show all, different levels.
Just so I don't have to do the karate jump in the
air.
Oh,
no.
And then the
no roundhouse. None of that.
Okay. All right. Let's turn our attention then to some of the other instructors. I know the Y has been affected by, as we were talking about COVID before, but it really has impacted mm-hmm. the availability of instructors and lifeguards. So there's different hours on the pool.
Right,
and
right.
That. But what are some of the classes that are scheduled and that are coming up for
yes.
the fall?
Yes. So we're excited to offer, we're going to get back into the kids programming. So we're going to start the paid kids programming, as well as starting to offer some lunchtime classes. So like 11:30 or noon classes.
Adults.
For adults. Sorry.
Because
just expanding on what we already have in place. So
give us an idea, give our audience an idea of what the kids programming mm-hmm. encompasses, what's available for the kids and what are the age groups?
Okay. I'm not positive on, one of them. I know, I think there was a younger ballet class and then a middle age group ballet class. And Devin Jolly teaches that. So she has a massive ballet background, dance background. So she'll teach that. And then she also teaches Shine as well. So she does.
What is Shine?
Shine is also a dance fitness class.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very similar to Refit. There's just, we're different.
Yeah.
People, so we bring our own little quirks.
Absolutely wonderful. I love your music that you play. And what about adults? What are some of the standard adult programs that are there and or anything new that might be going on?
Right. Well, we have what we already have in place is some great early morning high intensity classes. They're called, basically it's a CSI where it's cardio strength intervals. And so we have that in place, and we also have cycling as well, which is, you know, the spin class and stuff, and that's doing really well. Bar classes, which is like a toning, low impact, but I would still say there's high intensity for sure. I sweat more in that class than any class. Then we also have strength classes, stay strong, and lots of HIIT classes as well, which is high impact, no, high intensity interval training. And it's great because even though we have different instructors teaching HIIT, they all have their own take on that as well. So some are high impact and some are high intensity and not as much impact. So, you know, just come for what you can.
And for all of these classes, and I get this because you're so good at it, is that, you know, if, you know, you hit your own level. Mm. If it's too intense for you, you can back it away a little bit and still participate. You're
Absolutely.
Still doing the movement, mm-hmm. but you're just not really banging it out
right,
like that.
Right, you just take care of your body.
Exactly, because yeah. mm-hmm. there are some days that there may be something going on that's not feeling right, or your mm-hmm. energy might be lower or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, and all of the instructors are good at that. What about yoga and Pilates?
Absolutely, yes. We are going to be bringing Pilates into the Y, so that'll be really fun. And then the yoga, they're picking up a couple of the yoga classes as well. We got a new yoga instructor, so just lots of different variety. Really, you're going to find anything and everything that you could want there. So,
and we haven't even talked about the, the weight rooms, I mean, the ellipticals. And
right, the free weights and the machines, plus the cardio machines upstairs.
Racquetball courts.
Yeah, pickleball and all that.
Pickleball
yep.
and the pool. We yep. have, you know. What
yeah,
about
there's the water aerobics
water
classes.
Water aerobics, mm-hmm. yeah.
Which, you know a lot about that. But
well, I know a little bit about it. Not there at the Y.
No, but, right. But they're great for getting that heart rate up with taken out any impact, right? So it's yeah. just great for those muscles to move without having to worry about the joints
yeah.
Getting impact.
You know, the other thing I like about water aerobics is as you move your legs, your torso, and your arms through the water, it's really weights. I mean, you are
the resistance. Yeah,
there's great resistance, mm-hmm. and it's subtle. You think you're not doing that much, but after an hour of water aerobics, you feel like you've really done
yeah.
a workout because you really haven't done a workout.
Right.
That
yeah.
water is always pushing back on you,
mm-hmm.
and I love it because it's low impact. It's really good on your joints,
mm-hmm.
and you know what? Frolicking in the water to music.
Right?
I mean, could anything be better than
exactly.
that?
Exactly. You can't
I mean,
go wrong with
this
that.
This lap swimming yes. is so boring. No, let's just get in and dance around yep. in the water. The other thing I wanted to mention is you have an instructor. This is not at the Y, but it's through the Y, Tai Chi on Saturdays.
Yeah, Mark.
At the community center mm-hmm. or at City Beach
right,
sometimes.
Depending on the season. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want to do that. I just can't get that worked into my schedule yet. But I think anyone out there listening,
right.
I've heard so many good things about yeah. this class.
Yeah, if you want to work on your balance and just really taking the time to pick up those muscle movements, Tai Chi is great for that because it'll slow you down. You have to focus on what you're doing. So, yeah, and Mark does a really great job of getting you in that moment. So,
and I'm thinking not just your balance, physical balance, but your mental balance.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about Tai Chi that really centers
right.
you in
yeah.
and focuses you in.
Mm-hmm.
I did some Tai Chi before. I just don't know that much at all, but I know that I love it
yeah.
because there's something very emotional, psychological, spiritual, mm-hmm. and physical about
right.
it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now what about 7B? You do the, I want to say Zumba, but it's not Zumba.
It's similar. So that's okay. It's Refit.
Refit.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that at 7B. Now, when do you do that at 7B?
I'm kind of right now. I am on, we do like a rotation on Saturdays. Olivia and I, and Victoria, we just kind of, we have our all different dance styles. So we'll just mix it up to mm-hmm. give everyone, you know, a taste of all of that. But then coming at the end of September, we're going to be bringing our fall schedule there as well. And that'll just give a different variety of evening classes. Right now we have a lot of boxing in the evening, which is an amazing class. Don does a great job. But we're also going to offer different options, just bring in more of the dance to the evening crowd as well.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. Lana, how did you get into fitness? How is it that this is your career?
Because I fell in love with it and it just happened to work out. You get paid for this? Well, sign me up. No, I just, I'm not really sure when it happened, but I used to go to Zumba class and I was that awkward one in the back. It was dark. So I just kind of was in the corner and just was very awkward. And then suddenly, I don't know how, but it just broke through and that confidence, started to shine in the workout room and that traveled into life. And I just really like an addiction started really. So,
the best kind of addiction,
right? You get those endorphins, you get that camaraderie with everybody in class. And that is why I personally love the Group X, because there's the accountability and there's also others that can encourage you to push yourself that extra mile, you know, and there's just nothing like it for me. I still really love teaching it and just being in class with people is great.
Yeah. Yeah. Your love for it really comes through in your classes. And I'm the same way with accountability, whether it's water aerobics. I lead water aerobics because on Friday mornings, I can't say, oh, I think I won't, you know, I have to go, or at least, you know, I really do should go.
Right.
Since they're anticipating me being there, or whether it's walking with the doc, walking with a group. I mean, I don't have to be there, but there's an accountability. And
right.
It's the same way attending your class. It's just great to come in and see some of the same people and see you. And, you know, it's like you get in there because the group is there.
Yeah, exactly.
And it helps. Mm-hmm. It really does help.
It really does. And definitely when there's those days where you don't really feel like coming through the door, but as soon as you do and everybody's happy to see you, you're like, okay, I'm glad I came.
You always know? Feel better.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we've got more information, more encouragement, more inspiration for you to get out there and get moving.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
They were our brothers, our sisters, sons, and daughters. They were our parents, family, neighbors, and our friends. How can we express the gratitude that we all owe the thousands and thousands of American veterans who have sacrificed so much for our country's freedom? It was they who stepped forward from the time this country was created to fight for everything we know about liberty and freedom. And although we celebrate their victories and console them for their losses by creating monuments and honoring them in parades, the truth is we can never do enough for the freedom they've given us. Perhaps the most important thing that we can do is reach out to those veterans closest to us and simply tell them thank you. All of us at Shiloh Inns would like to take this opportunity to recognize the many men and women, including police and firemen, who have served and continue to serve our country to ensure our freedom. From everyone at Shiloh Inns, thank you and God bless America.
Hey, Don Thomas here, speaking on behalf of the Ponderé Design Center and our family of stores, Sandpoint Furniture, Carpet One, and Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. But today I'm not here to try and promote your interest in a product for sale, but more to help shine a spotlight on a very serious need in our community, that of suicide awareness. Suicide is a crisis that takes a toll on all of us. Maybe it hasn't affected you personally, but I would guess that a majority of us could tell a story of tragedy involving a friend or family member making that final fatal decision. It's time to make sure anyone in need in our community knows that there are people here who care about them and are here for them when needed. This year's Long Bridge Walk for Hope takes place on Sunday, September 5th at 5 p.m. Walk for Hope volunteers have gone to great lengths to bring in speakers to connect with our youth, to help bring the light of hope to these individuals. So join us. The time for rhetoric is over. It's time to do something. For more information or to see how to become a sponsor, go to walkforhopesandpoint@gmail.com or call Jennifer at 208-290-8391.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are here with Lana Fish. She is a fitness instructor at the Sandpoint YMCA and also at 7B Fitness. And she has got energy galore and expertise galore. You know, I guess we need to tell people they need to be a good health advocate and check in with their doctor if they're starting something brand new.
Right, absolutely. I think it would be a good idea to talk to your doctor, and they can give you a good baseline for what your body should or should not do. And hopefully if you're healthy enough, they're going to be like, yeah, go for it. That's, you know, what we want you to do is just move how your body moves.
Right. So, mm-hmm. And pay attention to your body, because that's one of the problems I'll bet you encounter in class with your students is that they may have pain, but they're ignoring it. They're just going to push through, and that's not a good decision, is it?
Or is it? No, it's not. It is absolutely not. Because oftentimes what I'll find is, especially in my refit class, it's a pretty high paced class. And if you're not listening to your body, you're going to start to feel that, you know, knee pain or back crunch or whatever. And if you push through it, oh goodness, you can do some real bad damage. So it's okay to take that lower level or, you know, or modify, I guess, or just listen to your body. It's telling you if you listen to it, it'll talk to you.
I mean, it used to be, I don't know, umpty ump years ago, no pain, no gain. Yeah. And that has completely been blown out of the water.
It is complete opposite. Yeah. It's if you feel that pain, you should steer clear from that. And, you know, like you can do water aerobics. There's always something you can do, and you don't have to feel that pain.
And if you're recovering, like you have injured, say, out doing something else, talk to your instructor.
Yeah.
And they will give you some quick modification ideas that while everybody's doing this, you're doing this.
Right, you know, yeah. Let us know. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So your instructor knows and can help you out.
Yeah.
You can stay moving and you can stay active, but you're taking care of your body.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and, I can re-injure yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. I think the other part of that or the corollary to that is this, the whole cross train thing is if, how does it work, Glenn? If we're just doing the one thing, like all you're doing is walking and walking is good, that can begin to work against you a little bit.
Absolutely. And I will say I have found this to be true because I love cardio and I can do cardio all day, every day, but our bodies are built to be efficient. And if you do the same thing every day, it eventually will become so efficient that it's not burning as many calories, right? And I think it's good also for your body to you work on the weaknesses that you have as well. Don't just work on the strengths, you know, get yourself well-rounded and work on the weaknesses and the strengths so they can complement each other. So do cardio and strength, you know, so they're, everything is good. And then the stretching, you know, do it all. If you can, do it all.
Right. Mm-hmm. Walk, maybe do some jogging, get in the pool, do some pool work,
do weights. Do some stretching. Yeah. All that.
Now you do this in class. And so full, confession here, those lunges and the squats that we do, I hate them. I just totally hate them.
I can read your face. You know that, right?
I know. I need to turn my... the idea is that's the very thing I need to be doing because it's challenging those muscles that are complaining.
Right.
I can either give in to them or just go... I'm not hurting. I just don't like them because...
Yes, it's uncomfortable, right?
It's uncomfortable, you know, making sure my knees are behind my toes and my head is looking up in the mirror. And I'm like, what's... I think I'm like down low and I look over to the left of the mirror and I'm like, wait.
Where am I?
Where am I in the world here? This is not... I'm definitely not sitting down yet.
And that is one
imaginary
thing.
Imaginary chair.
Right? Yes. Oh, darn it. Where? I don't know what this happened. And it's funny how that's why I love having the group exercise, because not only does it push you to do things that you don't love doing, but it also, especially having the mirrors, you can check yourself. Because a lot of times you just, your body thinks it's doing something, and you can look around in the mirrors and say, all right, check myself, push those knees back, you know, kind of thing. And I do it all the time. You see me, I'll check my form, because it's something, it does become habitual. Your body knows eventually how to, right. The body mechanics.
There is a muscle memory.
Right, exactly. But it's also good to really reaffirm right. all that. Mm-hmm.
You know, because you'll say, you know, is your back straight? And I'll look over. You know, sometimes it is straight, mm-hmm. praise God. But sometimes it isn't. I'm like round to, I'm kind of bringing my right. torso down to
yeah.
the knee. And
yep.
I'm not, you know, my
nice
torso isn't
yeah.
up. Exactly. So that's what I love. You don't have that at home, working at home. If that's the way it works out for you, that you need to do some work at home. Okay, great. Stay with it. But those mirrors mm. that are on all four walls, mm-hmm. there is no escaping.
There is none.
You know, no matter where you look, you cannot ignore, you know, oh, I don't think I've quite got this going on yet.
Right.
So it's, I just recommend, mm-hmm. it's one of the things I like about the rooms that we use, or the room that we use at the Y. It's great. Mm-hmm. Well, people make mistakes. You know, what is some good advice you have for beginners, or problems that you see in the classroom sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Definitely watching your form. And as a beginner, you're not going to know the correct form. So it's okay to ask questions. You know, you can take a second, look at the instructor, see how their body mechanics are working. So just take your time, mm-hmm. is what I'm trying to say, is take your time before you go into the move. And definitely go into the move gently. And, you know, you don't have to put that seat all the way to the ground if you're not doing the squats
you.
Correctly. You're welcome. And the lunge, I mean, especially lunges are hard on the knees. They're good for the knees and they're good for those hip flexors. But if you're pushing past that beginner stage when you're not ready, you're going to injure yourself, or you're not going to come back to
fall
class.
Over.
You're
gonna
exactly,
fall over.
Right? So yeah. It's okay to take your time, take it slow, ease yourself into it.
You know, you say something in class all the time that I want to say here and then have you repeat it, because it is so good and it is so critical. It's, we're making progress. We're not going for perfection.
Absolutely not. Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you stay with it really week by week, month by month, you just get amazed. You go, oh my gosh, you know, this is easier for me
right.
to do this. You really do progress.
Mm-hmm.
If
and
you stay with it.
It does. And it encourages you to stay with it. Like you were just saying, it encourages you, and then it pushes you a little bit to be like, oh, I can do this now. This is not as hard. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, another thing that I'd like you to comment on, is that, you know, being accountable in a class is a good thing, but comparing yourself to someone who's in the class is not a good thing.
No. Because we are all at different levels. I mean, as you see in class, we have some people that are high energy and they're very fit, and they can do really good moves. It's really interesting though, because even those that are very fit in class, certain moves do not work well with their body. And, you know, you have to listen to that. And I tell people in class all the time, you can tell me no. You know your body way better than I do. So if we're going into a move that's going to aggravate or flare up certain things, you can steer clear and, you know, just march in place or find something that your body does want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important. And there are lots of different levels mm-hmm. in the class that I attend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the super fit ones.
Right. It, she is. Yes, she totally is.
I'm getting there. Anyway, this is Lana Fish, who's been giving you all this wisdom. You can find her at the YMCA. You can find her at 7B Fitness. All of the crew at the Y and at 7B2, they are so friendly. They're so helpful. You know, they just help you get registered and take care of whether you've got an insurance policy that's going to cover things or whether you need to become a member yourself. Mm-hmm. It's just all good. Lana, thanks for being with us
today.
Thank
you so much, Barbara.
All right. Everybody, thanks for being with me. I hope you get out there on the art studio tour and come on, get moving with Lana and the other great instructors here in Sandpoint next week. We're going to honor our law enforcement, Back the Bonner Blue. It's an event coming up. Dave Lotz, Jim Kelly are going to be here to tell you all about it. And then the director of the Idaho Freedom Foundation is going to be here to help me understand critical race theory. What in the heck is it really? All right, all that next week. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care of yourself and God bless.